Yeah, he's not eating, dude.
But that's like, that's not
200 calories. Yeah,
that's not caloric.
I just
dense.
Need something in my stomach.
Should be drinking Slim Fast.
Slim Fast.
I'm getting
dense.
Slim Fast right now.
Well, it's got more than like Ensure. That's like if you drink that if you're like hungover. If you just want a meal in a bottle, yeah, you should drink Slim Fast.
Well, I was gonna get a Muscle Milk, but they didn't have one at the bodega.
Mm. Wow. What about bone broths?
Yeah, I should go in for some of that.
Isn't that what Rocky drinks when he has cancer in Creed?
That's what anorexic girls drink.
There we're talking.
Yeah.
Oh, so then you don't want that. You know what, dude? Let me make you milkshakes.
I've been doing a lot of shakes.
Fuck.
Because you can just drink it, you know?
I wish I could eat for you.
Anyway,
welcome to Cumtown. We're trying to plump Adam up, make him fucking so fat.
Yeah, Stav.
Have you ever been?
Stav has been getting into like a feeder,
feeder
fetish.
Yeah. Yes. Dude, honestly, it would be.
Imagine fat me. It'd be hilarious.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Just load up on like you just got to combine carbs and fats.
I would look like a F to M if I got fat.
You really
you know how
would.
They have like childbearing
really
hips.
Really would.
You know how they like. You know how they still kind of have the yes. lady hips. They can't get rid of it.
They all have kind of your voice.
And my voice, yeah.
You do. You have an F to M. Your whole vibe is F to M, dude.
I have an F
you
to M vibe.
Do, for lunch, you should get, like, make some spaghetti and then melt half a stick of butter in it.
Yes.
With some, like, melt, get some, like, garlic.
Someone mm-hmm. told me.
Minced garlic and then just melt that down in butter and olive oil yes. on a saucepan.
Yes.
Someone told me 7-Eleven donuts are, like, 1,000 calories or something. And they taste like air.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, you need to fuck up your insulin levels, too.
Yeah, so I should do that too.
Yeah. So you want to like, a lot of like candy, maybe like have that and then have like a bunch of sweets right after. So get the 7-Eleven donuts, but you want to eat like have that butter spaghetti first.
Oh. It's so funny. Stav and I went out for breakfast like a week ago and I just could not eat. He was just laughing at me. He's like, we're like that complete opposite.
Complete opposites.
Yeah.
No, I whatever. Get that. When I'm like sad, I like not. Yeah. I mean, it makes you hot. It's great.
No, I
well,
get.
Not me,
I can't
dude.
Stop eating.
I'm like 130 pounds right now.
No,
that's insane.
Yeah,
yeah.
Whores around here love that little sickly
you just,
bitch vibe.
They do like that shit.
Start dressing in like striped pajamas.
Yeah, Holocaust style.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's the thing about the Holocaust is they wore those pajamas because the vertical stripes were slimming.
Oh.
They didn't actually really get that skinny in the camps.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Jewish propaganda.
They're wow. naked in the photos.
I well, in the photos, it's you still imply the vertical stripe.
Yeah, that's only the hot ones that got naked.
Yeah, the hot ones.
Yeah, zebras are actually fat horses.
Dude, Max texted me a couple months ago, and it made me laugh so hard. But he sent me a picture of like dudes in the camps in the barracks, like emaciated, and he just said no homo, just like naked. It killed me. That killed me.
Your cock probably looks as big as it's ever going to look when you're emaciated, to be fair.
I don't know, dude. I think, like...
Isn't your cock just an organ? Like, I wish your cock
you
got
need
fatter.
To have a good diet, and it's not to, like, get the adequate blood flow to get, like, a nice...
But I just mean soft. It'll hang the nicest when you're
you
emaciated.
Just eat a lot of beets.
Beets.
Increases the nitric oxide in your blood.
Mm.
I feel like you're shitting out blood.
It loosens
you
your. I found all this out when I was
your heart. You thought your heart was gonna explode.
Out how my heart.
I remember you were making that weird beet garlic like puree that you were eating.
Yeah. Well, I was using that as like a pasta sauce alternative. It wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, garlic beets, olive oil.
This is to make your cock look big when you're emaciated.
Yeah. But you don't want to do that. You want to just stick a butter. Some mm-hmm. minced garlic.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of onion powder.
Man.
Honestly, I feel like what... I feel like I need... Elvis has got his life together, but I feel like we need to get the team back together mm-hmm. to fatten you up.
The Fat Boy Squad.
One weekend of uh-huh. me and Elvis in the zone...
The four Chinese a day.
The four Chinese a
four,
day.
Four seamless
Chinese.
Two Ben
Chinese. And Jerry's.
Yeah.
One for lunch, one for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get the team back together.
Food is
brother.
Just making me sick right now.
Yeah, ice cream's good for that.
Yeah, because I guess it's soft.
Yeah, no, I mean, you really should be trying to eat right now, like, as much candy and, like, Yeah, just like really high GI stuff to really fuck up your insulin levels.
Is that and that'll make you gain weight?
It'll make you gain weight because your body will be like, you'll have
I wasn't sure if you're
more or less insulin sensitivity. I can't remember which, but it'll cause your body to store more as fat if you're just eating just sugar constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do that.
Just give this man some candy.
Honestly, I just need to get...
You can suck my nuts.
I just need to get to the rack, dude. I just need to hop in that YMCA.
You could suck my penis because it's very sweet.
It's too late for that. The idea of building muscle is kind of... The ship has sailed on that.
That's not true. There's such a thing as muscle memory. I can get my muscles back anytime.
There's nothing for it to remember.
No, I had muscular memory. It's a myth. I had muscular phases.
Like the Holocaust. I had muscular phases.
Everyone knows this about me.
Yeah.
That I am periodically muscular.
Epigenetic predisposition to a fake history. So there's nothing for it to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean...
What are the best, like, because you've had periods where you've done, like, strength training. What's, like, the best, what are your best lifts?
On, like, bench?
Sure, bench and squat.
Nothing, dude. Like, 140.
Oh. Yeah, so there's no muscle memory there.
There's no muscle memory.
Yeah.
But it looks like I have muscles. Because I'm so skinny, I look cut. I just look like a nice twink, you know?
You do look like a nice twink. And here's the, what's the problem with that?
Yeah. Then
walk around being a nice little twink.
If you're happy with that.
I'm not happy with this right now because people are like, are you sick?
But yeah, but that's only people.
You look nice, though.
That's only
I don't
people
look nice. I look nice when I have some muscle on me.
You'd never have muscle on you.
That's not true. People know this about
you. I don't know what you're talking about. You say you look cut, but I don't.
Do you remember when I, like, before we started the pod and I moved home for a month?
No.
No.
And I went to the gym every day?
No.
No, I don't.
I don't remember that at all.
I'll show you pics, dude.
I don't recall you ever.
I don't think you've ever listened.
Anything close
you've been
to what
cute.
I would describe.
I'm not saying you're not cute. I'm not saying you're not a pussy getting motherfucker.
I appreciate it.
But what I'm saying is.
I fuck.
You are not and have never had any muscle. All
right. Well, you're probably right about that. But
and there's nothing wrong with that. You look like. You know what? It would be nice to grab you by the hips and just split your ass wide open. That's
maybe
the vibe
I should just
you get.
Go gay.
Yeah. I think you should go billionaire pedophile and then don't forget your
honestly.
That's right, dude. Fly us out.
Honestly, you guys are.
We won't fuck the kids, but we want
you guys are on the fucking
flight
logs. I got my boys on the flight logs anytime you want.
I'm signing in under Elder Sula.
I'm hanging out in that weird temple. And I'm like,
that temple's wild.
I can't.
The temple's so
sick. Did you see that temple?
I didn't sleep at all last night.
Did you see?
Bro, I looked that shit up. I've caught the bug.
Did you see he had a private cabin at that, like,
I can't do
at that music camp?
Yes.
In Switzerland?
Yes.
He had a private... Wait. There's like a music camp for like gifted like children.
Hey, Cusper pointed it out, but like they added me to the funny accounts tab on Twitter.
Incredible.
Oh, so God. It's like, you know, like, oh, I floofed the doggo, you know, and then it's just like me being like, Hillary Clinton is raping and murdering children.
Funny accounts. That's better
it's
than like
you between Kumail Nanjiani and Jomny Sun.
I get like Billy Eichner.
Mr. President, no.
Yeah. I get like I get Billy on the street being like, he's not a legitimate president, and I don't. And I'm under funny accounts. Like that's what comedy is now.
Hold on though, can we talk? Because I did look into this temple, and I don't know about this.
The only explanation anyone's offering is that, like, well, he's a classically trained pianist, so he needs a place to play piano. So it's a soundproof room on the far end of the island.
Which locks from the outside.
It doesn't lock from the outside. That's, like, that's stupid. They talk to some general contractor. The doors are painted on. There's no, like, there's no actual doors that you can see. There is some, like, what looks like sliding glass doors on the back. But that lock from the outside is just a painted facade.
It's facade? Oh, that sucks. I thought at least it was like a real deal old school.
But then it's like, why are there like golden owl statues and like all this like,
golden
this weird
owl
Egyptian.
Poseidon?
Wait, so you think this is like
they think
some
it's
like.
Poseidon, but it's like, you know, I mean.
You think this is like secret society ritualistic shit?
Yeah.
No, but I think it's worse. It's even cornier than that.
Yeah.
It's fake.
It's Neptune who was eaten by his father. Who was ritually sacrificed?
That's right.
As a child.
Yep.
By Saturn.
Interesting.
Saturn ate Neptune.
Wait, but but he comes back and he's the sea guy.
He does because like Jupiter kills Saturn.
Zeus. I guess this is in.
These are the Roman
these
gods.
These are the Roman gods.
I never. They just fucking jocked our shit.
They just changed the name.
Please call them by the real names.
I respect
Zeus
the Greek
and
gods.
Poseidon. And what you're describing is the Titans. Zeus fucked the Titans up, and then the gods of Olympus got the world from them. But yes, the Titans ate Poseidon, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes. But don't call him fucking Jupiter or whatever the
fuck. Well, anyways, that's what's going on in that thing. Is they're eating children.
Well, the one other guy said, well, Mr. Epstein is Jewish. He might have built his own synagogue.
Now I'm actually turning the corner on that guy.
Yeah. You know what else is hilarious? That they said at one point that Golden Dome shit blew off during a hurricane. So I love the idea of like, fucking, that's how he gets caught. There's like a helicopter patrolling because of the hurricane, and it just blows off, and you just see Epstein looking up, and he's fucking a child. He's like, oh, brother.
Yeah. It's funny, I did see some graphic or whatever that 4chan produced. Like, I guess they, like, all those guys knew about that temple somehow 2 years ago, because they're the ones that's like paying attention to this shit every day, and like, they have their own, you know, they're using, like, satellite software to like document every aspect of the fucking island.
Yeah,
but like there was some graphic that looked like it was out of Popular Mechanics, where it shows that the dome is just like a machine room for an elevator that leads down.
Oh, so there's an underground layer,
but there's not. I mean,
he's got a bat cave.
Yeah, well, it's not a bat cave. It's an underground place to rape children.
A rape cave
and sacrifice them.
What is it with underground and raping children? Because that's what Pizzagate was all about too.
Because they're Chthonic cults.
The vibes are better underground.
So these are all
cults like, are into basements.
Well, no, I mean
it's like a goth
thing. It goes
thing?
Back to Greek times when like the there yeah there were these.
No, we were first of all we were raping in daylight. Thank you very much.
Ritualistic sacrifices that worship the underworld. So it literally is a relation to
like Hades
being,
lived under the ground.
Yeah,
because do not. Listen, do not besmirch. We were teaching those kids math.
Yeah, you were good,
and
honest
we were
pedophiles.
Sucking them off.
Yeah.
We were not taking them underground. We weren't chopping up their bodies. We were their boy. It was more like a big brother, little brother
it
program.
It was a boyfriend and girlfriend
where instead
situation.
Of, yeah, you get to fuck the child. And I'm not saying that's right, but we weren't doing it underground. We had nothing. There was no shame in our game. We were doing it right. So God, Zeus, and everyone could see. But anyway, continue.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, yeah. Then if you look at the pictures, too, there's clearly, like, also service entrances that go into, like... I mean, there's all these, like, places on the island that clearly lead underground.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, well, it's probably just, like, a maintenance
a servant's
shed.
Quarters
it's like,
or whatever.
So you blasted out a hole in the side of the hill... to put a maintenance shed there. You couldn't just build a maintenance shed.
Yeah.
You he couldn't said, just go get a fucking, like, a pop-up, you know, aluminum-sided shed. Like,
damn.
There's zero reason for it to be lead underground unless it leads to underground tunnels.
Damn, well, Mike King Nick is back in it.
Well, it also could have been, though, something that has to do with plumbing. Isn't that a possibility?
Yeah, a pump station to, like, bring water to the rest of
but
the...
But I do like better the idea that it is an underground child fuck-orium.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude.
I mean, why did he need to do it underground?
Did you check out the other shit? I didn't read the
whole
thing.
His own fucking island.
But all the shit he got shipped over there was like the meat grinder and like a carpet and tile remover and then like a dentist chair also.
Damn, that's some Saw shit.
Yeah, it literally fucking is though, dude. Mm-hmm. And he looks like it. Look at that big ass fucking jaw. That's a scary motherfucker to have rape you.
He's got a really weird look.
It's like, I'm not like, no one cute. I mean, I'm not saying you should be raped by a cute guy. No one should be, no children or anyone should be raped. But
he looks crazy.
That jaw is too big to get raped by. Mm-hmm. He looks like Thanos.
I think he's kind of cute.
He's not cute.
No, he looks like Hellboy, kind of.
He does look like Hellboy. Dude, he's Ron Perlman's
it's
fucking.
Ron Perlman.
He's Ron Perlman's it. Guy, the tether. Yeah. Sweet Ron Perlman. Didn't you trick Ron Perlman into retweeting something because you said you were a retarded
some
child?
Drawing or something? But yeah, I barely got any sleep last night.
Damn, Nick. Well, how are you feeling? Exhausted?
So what's the Swedish thing?
What's
fill
that?
Me in.
What's Swedish
in
thing?
Switzerland. I guess I just saw a headline.
Oh.
Nick probably read it. But yeah, there was like a camp for like gifted musician children that he had a private cabinet.
Damn, dude. Who knows how much fucking awesome piano music we missed
out. It's sort of like
on.
It's like Jimmy Savile got away with it, right, and died.
Jimmy Savile.
Right, is that right, Nick?
Yeah.
Isn't Savile, don't they make suits?
No, he's like this, he was like England's Mr. Rogers, and he raped like 300 kids.
Oh, he had that little bob haircut.
But yeah. It's like, what I don't understand but is, like, let's say these are all these are elites that have controlled the world for centuries, and part of their thing is raping children or whatever, and it's like, they've normalized so much shit. It's like, why haven't they just normalized raping and murdering children to stay in power by now? Mm. You know, what you have 3,000 years to program people.
That's honestly true.
Yeah. You have 3,000 years to program people. It's like, it makes me feel how like are we not living conspiracy. In a world now where it's like, yeah, of course Hillary has to rape and murder children. That's how she stays alive with satanic power to be like continue being a girl boss president. Mm-hmm. It's like, why, like, how is that not just like, of course, like it's common sense, you know,
right.
How have they not brainwashed us to that extent yet?
Hmm.
You know, why would they need to do anything behind closed
Which
doors?
Which makes me feel like there isn't this conspiracy.
Well,
right?
No, it's like they, no one could have predicted the technological revolution and access to information that, like, you know, there's a level of scrutiny now that never existed before.
Right.
A regular fucking person, like, does one, like that, the guy freaking out in that bagel boss or whatever.
My king.
20 years ago, you could do that every day of your life. And no one outside of like fucking Island Park,
you'd be
New York would know about it. You know, it's like that's the end of it. But this guy does not. He does has one freak out, and now like, you know, it's international news.
Yeah.
So like, even you go far to away to your own private island. I mean, they couldn't have predicted that a company like Google, which didn't exist 20 years ago, or 25 years ago, rather.
Yeah, whenever.
Would have their own satellite system mapping the world to the extent that, like, the government would, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that anybody can just go look at Jeffrey Epstein's island.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What would happen if you just helicoptered over? Would
what?
He shoot you down?
No.
Yeah, he's got frigging lasers.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Does he really? He's got freaking laser beams.
Freaking lasers. What if there was a miniature?
Yeah, I mean, if Elian Jeffrey Gonzalez Epstein. Can sneak his way into America, there's no reason we shouldn't be able to sneak our way into Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
That's
why don't we recruit
that is
the
correct.
Migrants to just fucking go get
yes.
Them.
Yeah, make
that's how we solve this. Put the refugees on Little St. James Island.
Mm-hmm.
Make them
and
have
crack
a new
the
society.
Case. No, I didn't think that's what... I meant, like, for them to solve the case.
Hire a bunch of day laborers and be like, can you amass some evidence?
Can
and
you
get
on, like,
bars?
a coconut raft? We'll give you some camcorders.
No, I'm thinking we just commandeer it and repopulate it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of options.
Yeah, he's got sharks with the
freaking
lasers.
Laser beams.
Yeah. But I mean, you think about it, and it's like there
Many Jeffrey Epstein would be awesome.
There are religious ideas that have persisted like for thousands of years that are still very real to people, and it's like they've always had like some degree of like a satanic counterpart or whatever. You know, even in the Bible, people are sacrificing and eating children.
But I feel like there
like
aren't
for God, though, right?
Yeah, but you know, but it's like idolatry, or they. You
I
know.
Feel like the only Satanists
they're
no,
doing
in the
they're
Old
doing,
Testament.
They're
doing
it without
God.
Asking, or like without being asked to.
You mean New Testament?
Yes.
Yeah, because in the Old Testament, God was like, "Chop up your fucking boys for me."
Yeah,
chop up some fucking
dude.
Sheep.
The fucking
the
story
of
Isaac. The story of Isaac is fucked up.
But the story of Isaac, he doesn't kill Isaac.
But he was going to.
He was going to because it's like, the
prove
the,
it.
The test is like that demonstrates faith because Abraham can't know that Isaac is going to be saved by
to
God.
To me, it always made God seem like an insecure bitch.
So it has to. Mm. He has to commit to doing this act that doesn't make any sense to him. You know, like
have
if
complete
God,
faith.
If God loved him, he wouldn't do this. Yeah, it's about having absolute faith. And absolute faith is something that can't be comprehended by the individual. So the act, like,
that's
God's understanding
shit,
of it has to go outside of man's understanding of it. So if God asks something of, like that of you...
Isaac was getting hazed, bro.
Yeah. Abraham can't
kill
experience
your son,
real faith until he believes that God will allow him to kill his son and get to the top of the mountain and kill his son.
Yeah,
so
which is fucked up.
Yeah, once he gets to the top of the mountain and thinks he's going to kill his son, at that point, then he no longer has to kill his son. But if at any point he's thinking like, oh, God's not actually going to make me kill his son,
then
he's
he
not committed to the act and he doesn't have faith.
And then he has to kill his son.
Yeah.
Which would be fucked up. What no, if God Old Testament was like, God can fuck suck these son. Nuts, dude.
Old Testament God is an insecure bitch.
He sucks.
The golden calf story, get over it.
What's that about?
What a fucking drama queen.
I wish we could get they a better like, look they, at those fucking statues.
I know, dude.
It sucks. The, it's the like, the oh, owls I think maybe shit. It's Poseidon. It's like, get better pictures, you
what
fucking
What if it's Jeffrey
let's
Epstein
get,
let's, as Poseidon?
Let's yeah. fucking fuck
there's
the There's
fuck a
the
statue
podcast.
Of him raping a child and eating it.
Okay, this is what we need to do.
We're like, well, he's Jewish, so maybe he built his own piano
yeah,
statue.
Yeah.
Maybe
they,
that's
they
what he...
Yeah, it's her, this is her bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
That is the story.
Okay,
that is
what's
the story?
All right. A guy whose girlfriend is the daughter of a Mossad agent, or, mm-hmm. you know, like this global elite who's connected to all of these presidents and people. Yes, he is abusing children for money and pimping them out to celebrities and politicians.
Yep.
Yes, and he has a secret temple on his island, and no one understands what the temple is for.
The temple
but
is...
But don't be ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, this is what we got to do.
Don't.
The temple is so, like, it's just such showboating. Yeah. It's like, not only are you getting away with raping children.
You
want to
do it fancy style.
It's Deion Sanders high-stepping yeah, into yeah, the yeah. end zone. It's like,
he's being a
you
showboat.
Can't catch me.
He's being a little
that's
bit of a
showboat.
Showboat
raping, yeah. honestly.
That's
it really
that's
is.
That's unsportsmanlike conduct.
It's unsportsmanlike. It's uncalled for. Act like you've been there
yards.
Before.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, this is what we need to do.
Okay.
Hit up John McAfee, right?
Oh,
he definitely has a seat.
He's got
plan.
The resources.
You saw that thing about Bloomberg, right? Going in on deep fakes. Like, guys, we need to talk about why deep fakes are bad. Deep fakes are, you know, deep. Like, they're like pushing all these like deep fake stories over the last couple of days.
Oh, because he thinks that there's going to be
footage
of him fucking a kid.
Yeah, the yeah. editor in chief fucking kids or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you got to worry about deep fakes. I mean, it's insane. It's fucking insane, dude.
What about Dershowitz being like, I kept my underwear on?
Yeah, during the massage.
I got a massage.
One of the finest legal minds that we've been told. We have been told that he was one of the finest legal
Your
minds.
Your Honor, I had my fucking boxers on. I
and
was not
shit,
raping.
We can fucking talk about it, but that shit we found out at Harvard about his fucking grandson saying...
Saying that he
lost
his virginity.
Virginity and it lines up with when he took a trip on that fucking
He was on the flight logs.
Yeah. That was it,
that
by the
grandfather
way. That was,
took
the big, that was the big Durst scoop that we got that I couldn't say publicly, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that rumor, which is... I built it up maybe a
it's
little
It's a rumor
more
that we heard.
It's a completely unsubstantiated rumor,
but
it's true.
No, it's substantiated because somebody heard it. The guy... They heard that guy say that.
Shout out to the Boys of the Lampoon.
No, yeah. man. Don't say
now
where
you're
we heard it, you
I'm
fucking
I'm not
retard.
Implicating anyone.
They thought we were with the math club at
I mean, shout out to the...
They thought we were invited by the
Yeah, shout out to the Gay Straight Alliance.
The Gay Straight Alliance. That's right.
At Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
They
which
hit us
one?
With a hot tip.
Which one are we? Who knows?
Gay Straight Alliance. It's kind of like rap rock. It's good
yeah.
in theory, but
yeah,
in
it's like a band with a DJ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like Sugar.
I remember how homophobic people were in Baltimore City, where after we lost the Poly City game, which is like a big deal, we played at Raven Stadium and everything. The star quarterback was looking through the booklet, like where they have like ad, you know, different. The program and different people put out ads to support. Mm-hmm. And he's like, man, what the fuck? The Gay Straight Alliance put out an ad? Mm-hmm. That's why we lost. Because gay people...
You got mad at
he
that?
Got mad that gay people supported us.
I might have said this before on the show, but was the Gay Straight Alliance in your high school like very hot topic, Invader Zim?
100%.
Yeah. It was yes. all like, it was goths.
Yes.
They were the first kids that were brave enough to say they're gay.
Yeah. Ours also, there was a big overlap with, it was like very pale white kids.
Jack
with
Skellington
bangs,
shit. Yeah.
And it was like chubby, like light
Hawaiian
skinned,
girls.
Like anime nerds that
yeah,
were
yeah.
bi or whatever.
Yeah.
It was a fun mix, a fun crew. There was a girl. There was a fat girl that looked like the Cheshire Cat who was really running things.
They looked like they had a hell of a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. They were wearing a lot of those sleeves, striped sleeves.
Right. The sleeves. Kind
the
of
black anime nerd and the Gay Straight Alliance component in my high school.
Uh-huh.
Huge overlap.
The those pants, those parachute bondage pants.
Oh, yeah.
Those huge, like, raver yep. pants.
There was a kid who sold weed. In my high school, and he just kept a scale in those pants. Like, he just kept ounces in a scale in those pants.
But think about the Nazis, right?
Okay. Yeah. Let's go. Let's get back into it.
Yeah,
no, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, the Nazis were like very scientifically oriented.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like, to the extent that they like embraced like, you know, like a genetic race science or whatever, and mm-hmm. they're going to exterminate people that they deem to be like genetically unfit, right? Mm-hmm. But like, you know, I mean, made a lot of advances in terms of like rocketry and, you know, sure. engineering or whatever.
Freaking laser beams.
I love, we love the
rockets.
At the
same rockets. Time, they think the occult is real. You know, they're like they're embracing all these ancient symbols and they believe in like magic and shit.
That's pretty cool.
So it's like you do in your head think like, oh, well, these people are like elites. They understand how the world works. And as if they understand how the world works, they couldn't think of anything as stupid as like there's a satanic god we need to worship. But it's like, why not? You know,
so you think they know?
Imagine you're on like a fucking no. I'm just saying, like, even if it is, you want to have like. An atheistic approach to the whole thing where it's like, what power could they be sacrificing this shit to? Mm-hmm. You know, like they're, let's say they're murdering children and draining their blood for some fucking god. Mm-hmm. It's like, it could even be like superstition. They're like, fuck, I guess I'm kind of an idiot, but I've been like making billions of dollars every year without really trying. It's like, I should probably continue.
Keep it going.
Yeah, right. This is just like my rabbit's foot or whatever. Just draining the blood of the innocents.
Damn. Oh, so I thought you were making the point there for a second that because the Nazis were good at rockets and they believed in occult, that the occult is probably real.
Well, no. It's that, yeah. I mean, just like somebody's like life based in practicality and like very much the material world and like things like finance and understanding like, you know, markets and government and like all of these things that you would think would preclude you from believing in something as silly as like a satanic god that you derive, you know, power from.
Beelzebub.
But like that's happened plenty of times. You know
what I
mean?
What if the shit is real though then?
Well, actually it would be nice. Honestly, it would be, I would be happy to find out that there is like some kind of satanic power that they worship, because it would validate like other like, you know, metaphysical questions about like, you know, well, is there like some sort of goodness or whatever that exists outside of like the some actions of individuals.
It would be nice, then we could all become soldiers for God.
Yeah, I'm a soldier of God. I'm reading Marianne Williamson.
Yeah, what if crystals and shit are real? What if that's how you fight Satan, dude?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. With quartz. No, if you found out the devil was real, that'd be awesome. It means that, like, there is an afterlife, that there is some value to life.
Yeah.
That Rob Zombie was right.
Even if God's already been killed and, like, we're living in hell, you know,
damn.
It's like, oh, then there's a point. If, like, you know, living like a life where it's like, nah, I'm just a result of like millions and billions of years of like chemical interactions, and there's like no point to any of this. Like, consciousness is like sort of like
a mistake,
almost an evolutionary misstep, and that it like it was meant to help you survive, but it makes you aware of your own death, and it's, you know, life sucks and it's garbage.
yeah.
But if it's like, no, God was murdered by Hillary Clinton
for sucking too much, for having too much Kurux or whatever fuck. Yeah. The only way for her to cure it was to kill God.
She killed God.
Hillary Clinton killed God
for her Kuru?
to cure herself of Kuru.
That's one of my favorite rumors online during the elections, that she had Kuru.
And that's why she could never be in Michigan, dude.
It was from cannibalism?
She was in a rocket ship in heaven from killing God.
From eating children.
Yeah, no, there's a video of some guy. He's like, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, man, but some of this stuff is really just freaky, man. I want you to take a look at this. And he's playing some video, and it's just Hillary Clinton talking, and he's like, freeze frame right here. You can see what's going on with her eyes. And then he's like showing pictures of, it was like lizards or something. It's like, no.
To frame it as like, look, I wasn't looking for anything, but this is so obvious that you're going to be freaked out. And it's just her talking.
You see, our buddy Kush got in trouble for saying Acosta was a lizard person. And they're like, can you not use anti-Semitic tropes on this non-Jewish guy?
Matt?
Yeah, Chrisman got in trouble because he said
that
he's like that he's a lizard person. And people are like, you're using anti-Semitism to attack a non-Jew. And like, you can do that without the anti-Semitism. You're not allowed to call someone a lizard person.
Is anti-Semitic.
Louis was being anti-Semitic when he called Don Rumsfeld a lizard person.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was also raping him.
Yeah.
It was sexual assault.
He's a guilt. Yeah.
He raped Don Rumsfeld. Who played Don Rumsfeld in that movie? Steve Carell?
Yeah, he was good.
That was a good movie, actually.
I didn't. I thought it should have been like an 8-hour miniseries.
That's
it
true.
Felt like
I
it went too
that.
Fast.
You know what? That's a good point. But I gotta say, it was fucking. It was interesting.
It felt like the editing was kind of like the studio just hacked it apart. Adam McKay said there was a huge, like a huge musical number that just
that's
got completely
hysterical.
Completely.
Yeah, I agree. Out. I did.
It
I wanted
been an
to see
HBO
more.
Series
because there was so many parts that were so fucking like good and interesting, and then you just zapped right out of it.
Yeah.
Honestly, the performances were great. What's his face is.
I thought all the performances
G-dub.
Were awesome. Oh yeah,
so
Sam Rockwell.
Good. Sam Rockwell.
I fucking love that guy.
Crushed G-Dub.
I love that
dude.
Guy.
He's such a talented actor.
He's so charismatic, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just want to be his friend.
I watch Green Mile somewhere.
I am his friend. We hang out.
I saw him actually.
He was saying you guys
Sam
are both
Rockwell?
Gay.
I've seen him in public twice. One
yeah,
in New
Sam
Orleans
Rockwell.
And another time in
he
the
seems
oh,
like a
yeah.
chill guy.
We saw him in New Orleans.
Yeah, he was playing pool
with Justin Long.
Justin Long, yeah.
Yeah. And then they both were like, dude, you're cool. It's you, the fat guy.
And then we, I was
your friends.
And then you guys fucked chicks with
a
them?
A lot of people don't know, but I was fat.
No, I was fat. and then I fucked chicks with them. And then Nick was mm-hmm. like, I don't know, what were you doing, crying?
We also saw Kiefer Sutherland.
We did.
On the street. Mean mugging people.
He truly was.
He's like
dude.
A drunk
get the
guy,
hell
right?
Out of my way. Yeah, dude.
I'm Jack
Bauer. He was more weathered than I thought he would be. Mm-hmm.
he's just they're trying to get him for 24 and they're like the show's called 24. He's like, I love the idea of the show. It's about a man with a 24-inch penis. They're like, no, it's 24 hours a day. He's like, right, but his penis is
his penis keeps getting in the way.
His penis
trips.
Is 24 inches long. That's why he's recruited by the CIA for being the smartest man in the world, but also his penis is 24 inches long. They're like, no.
It's a normal size
that's
penis.
Not, hold on, I'm getting a phone call. Yeah, Daddy, it's me, Jack Bauer. Yeah, I'm taking the role of the guy
Daddy.
With the 24-inch penis.
Donald, yeah. Telling Donald what's up.
Yeah.
That's good, son.
My dad's
make sure to insist his penis is 24 inches.
My dad's almost as good of an actor as I am. The difference is I'm a tough guy. He acts too, but I'm the tough guy of the family.
You think Kiefer Sutherland's that tough?
No, he acts like he's a tough guy.
Yeah,
I feel like I could tune his ass up.
He's one of those
up.
Spoiled Hollywood fucking pieces of
shit. Right,
he
grew up rich, and he thinks because he plays electric guitar that he's like yeah. a...
And because
he's
was
like
a vampire.
Scott Conn. He's more talented yes. than Scott Conn in terms of acting, but
and
it's
taller.
The same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. is like that, or was, and then he like got his shit together.
Yeah. Wait, Robert Downey Jr.'s family is Hollywood?
Yeah, there was a Robert Downey Sr. who was also an actor.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
No, there's a somebody else Downey Jr.
There's Morton Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Who was also...
Who was the king.
Who was a different guy.
Yeah.
He was the first Trump, dude.
And Morton?
Yeah, Morton, like, set the table for Trump.
You know, they also got R. Kelly this week.
All the kings falling.
My man got some federal charges, not just state mm-hmm. now. Which, you know...
You know what?
I guess he's gone.
I've decided I can't listen to... Step in the Name of Love
Step
anymore.
Step in the Name of Love.
I yeah. can't listen to it while I'm fucking children.
Yeah, it just ruins the mood.
It ruins the mood because I just think of like, you know.
Yeah, I like that they're scrambling. They're like, how about R. Kelly? Can we give you him? That's why this R. Kelly stuff, the Michael Jackson stuff comes out because they're trying to hand you, throw you a bone with a couple of them.
Right,
like,
right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, isn't this weird that a couple of guys are like this and not yeah. every single fucking one of them?
And they're not even giving us anyone we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
R.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly is the there was a tape of him fucking a child
and
when we were in ninth, when I was in ninth grade.
Remember when that was funny?
It was funny.
Like, remember when it was
you
like
wanted
Dave
to see
Chappelle
it.
Was like doing like
yeah.
sketches about
Piss on You was funny.
Piss on You is so
drip,
funny.
Drip, drip.
But you couldn't like, make that sketch 2019.
But there's like a 17-year-old who was like, damn, I was the one that got pissed on.
Yeah.
Just like, watching that. Being like, sweet.
It's kind of like when people were calling Monica Lewinsky like fat.
Which, by the way, she could have gotten it certified.
She could have definitely got it.
Big old mouth, nice little tetonos.
Monica, I'm
trying to chill. Shuts out, dude. What's
I think
up,
she's
bro?
A fan. I think she listens.
You think she listens?
Yeah.
Her and de Blasio's son hanging out, listening.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another thing. Did you see how fucked up that guy, Acosta? What the fuck is that guy? Jim Acosta? Alex Acosta?
Alex Acosta.
How fucked up looking his family was.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for that. His daughter looks like you did a face swap with him.
Really?
Did you see the picture?
No, I didn't see
it. It's fucked. She looks like a haunted little girl that has a fucking old man's face.
Oh, my God. Like the girl from Hereditary?
I was like weirder and like worse because it's not a defect. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a regular face.
It's just an ugly ass
face. But it's ugly as fuck.
Yeah, I was looking at, there was like a thread where somebody was like, what's this temple on Epstein's Island? Somebody just posted a picture of a mosque and it's like, looks like another temple where they worship a pedophile. And it's like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Just get out of here.
This is, yes.
You're on some first level shit. You just need to get the fuck out.
Yeah,
this
is not your conversation. You're playing checkers, brother.
You need to get the fuck out. There's one place Islamophobia is not welcome is further to the right than Islamophobia.
We are so past Muslims, yeah. Brother.
You fucking dumb piece of shit.
Take Q101.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fucking 400 level grad course right now. Step in the name of having sex with children.
Step in my ass and call me gay.
Step in my ass, I'm gay. Step in my ass, I'm gay. Oh, nah, nah, nah. Pull your dick out and fuck me if you're horny tonight.
Oh, nah, nah, yeah. Nah.
Suck my dick and my ass if you're horny tonight.
Alex Acosta.
I love that everyone was, like, laughing at that picture of his daughter, though.
Yeah, it's like that dumb...
It's like, you dumb bitch.
That little girl's just has done nothing.
Who no one had a problem with until Trump was involved.
Yeah. And also, it's like... She's fucking four and ugly as shit.
Yeah, I don't want to say who it was, but there's a comic, and I look at their Twitter feed because, like, since 2016, every single day there's at least one negative tweet about Bernie. Every
oh, I know who it is.
Single
really?
Day.
Yes. Yeah,
it has.
It's
not,
mental illness.
It has not stopped.
Yeah,
like she's mad at Bernie.
She's mad at Bernie.
Bernie is worse.
She
than
hates
Trump.
Bernie more and than it, Trump. It yeah. never. It never.
I mean,
stopped.
She or he.
Every day it's like.
Yeah, they.
Every day it's they. Like something about how Hillary would have like been killing it.
Oh.
And then, you know, Bernie, like, fuck Bernie Sanders every single fucking day.
That's so fucking
annoying. Without a break since
what
2016.
What did Bernie do to these motherfuckers?
Yeah.
How is he the bad one? I get if you're some dumb rich asshole, fine, but it's like...
That's the case.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the, but yeah, just like the last couple weeks have been like really playing up the Epstein-Trump connection and then retweeting that statement from the Clinton family. This year.
Yeah. Just, not only not just ignoring it, which yeah. is what you should do.
Yeah, right, yeah.
No, but she, being like, no, they're right.
Yeah, yeah, they're right.
Oh
yeah.
My God, dude.
Like, what kind of work you have to do in your head to think Bill Clinton isn't...
Is a good guy.
For starters, a rapist.
Right. Number one,
yeah.
He's certainly a rapist.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Who has willingly, like, lied to the American public under oath.
Is, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
No,
you
but like even beyond
it.
Like Monica, he raped Juanita Broderick.
Yeah,
yeah, no, I know. But
yeah.
I'm just saying, like, in the most his most public shit is like,
yeah,
hey guys, I wasn't mm-hmm. lying. I just there's
I'm sick, Willie.
There's a gray area about what is means.
Yeah.
Like, come fucking.
It's
on,
so
dude.
Funny that this all started with like stop catcalling, and now it's like. Well, we accidentally exposed an elite network of rapists and pedophiles. This Me Too thing really kind of caught on, and we didn't really expect it to backfire and get us all.
I feel like Me Too really hasn't affected like the secret powers that be.
Like who?
Like the people that, you know... Like
even Bryan Singer just won an Oscar.
Yeah, he's a famous
he
person.
He just won it.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
No, it'll never really get them.
Like he,
but
that
saying,
Red
like,
Sonja movie's
there's
gone.
There's so many
but...
people like that have so much power, you don't know their name. And they're clearly like, you know, they're clearly people that are
like
raping. Like
the kind of people that think like that guy Adelson is like too much in the public eye.
Right.
Like
yeah.
people that are even more
they're
hideous.
They're like, stop being so flashy
well,
with your money.
Will be back on his island within 2 years.
Okay.
There will not be consequences.
You don't think he's going to at least be the fall guy? No. At least?
What if it turns out that Epstein's just a big, like, parrot head Jimmy Buffett kind of guy? Yeah. And he just likes the island culture.
Oh, you think Jimmy Buffett just wrote that music for fun?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He likes steel drums.
Yeah.
He likes getting wasted away in Margaritaville.
Having sex with children on Epstein's Island.
What do you think cheeseburger in paradise means?
Oh, my God.
I want to fuck a child because I'm a rapist.
A cheeseburger is like kind of a child
What's
sandwich.
What's it made out of?
Well, there's
What's
that
it
meat,
made out
the
of?
Meat grinder.
What's it made? What kind of meat?
Cow.
Cow.
A cow. What is a cow? What does that represent?
Fertility.
Hinduism.
Milk.
Hinduism.
Right? They love cows?
What is it? It's a sacred cow, but we put cheese on it. Child cow.
Yeah.
Well, child, sacred cow.
And how about this? Meat and cheese, not kosher.
Not kosher.
Paradise.
It's the milk in the mother's meat.
It's a cheeseburger in paradise. What an absurd song. But if you think about it in its actual terms, which means putting a sacred cow, a child's cow, into a meat grinder to make a burger out of it, in paradise, i.e. an island.
Yep. The meat grinder is your penis.
Which, you know what? I mean...
Paradise is a place where authorities can't stop you from raping
they can't,
a kid.
Well, it's a... Let's look at the lyrics for cheeseburger.
Please.
Because I've thought about this a lot lately.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm glad you brought it up.
Thank you. Because Jimmy Buffett really hasn't been mentioned this entire news cycle.
No.
And I think that's a huge oversight. Yeah.
Huge oversight. He provides cover. Oh, my God, dude. Honestly, for real, though, all these suits that are rich as shit, just old guys with gray hair, they blend in at a Jimmy Buffett concert.
Absolutely, that's
so
the
you
demo.
Have a giant. You have a giant Jimmy Buffett thing. These guys take their suits off, put on Hawaiian shirts, and then go in the subterranean lair underneath the stage
where
Jimmy's doing something.
They're like, "Oh, we're just all right."
Here we go.
Key
Here's
West.
The lyrics.
And they fuck children under the stage of every Jimmy Buffett concert.
Hey, cheeseburger in paradise. Hold on a second. I've got the lyrics here.
Hold on.
Try to amend my carnivorous habits.
Uh-oh.
Made it nearly 70 days.
Uh-oh.
That's a weird choice.
Okay, yep. That's like you're addicted to
He's
boy
counting
pussy.
Yeah. The days. The last time he touched, his lips touched child
God.
Ass.
Nearly 70 Continue. Days. What is that, 69 days?
Close.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sex.
Losing weight without speed, eating sunflower seeds, drinking lots of carrot juice, and soaking up the rays. What would inspire someone to sit down and write those words on a piece of paper. But at night I have these wonderful dreams, some kind of sensuous treat.
Oh, shit. A sensuous treat.
Not zucchini, fettuccine, or bulgur wheat, but a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat.
Oh, my God.
Cheeseburger in paradise, heaven on earth with an onion slice. Not too particular, not too precise, I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise. How about the old-time sailor men? And of course,
what do we know them about?
Talking about Atlantis.
Yep.
They eat the same thing again and again. Warm beer and bread, they say, could raise the dead. Well, it reminds me of the menu.
That's satanic.
It reminds me of the menu at a Holiday Inn.
Ooh, that's just funny. That's a good bit.
No.
But times have changed for sailors these days. When I'm in port, I get what I need. Not just Havanas or bananas or daiquiris, but that American creation on which I feed.
Oh, my God. Pedophilia. I get what I need.
America is Sodom and Gomorrah.
That's absolutely true.
Right. So the creation here is a new type of child sacrifice and ritual, which is, obviously probably stem cell research in the underground tunnels and on Jeffrey Epstein's Cheeseburger Island.
That's right.
Cheeseburger in paradise, medium rare with mustard would be nice. Heaven on earth with an onion slice, I'm a cheeseburger in paradise. I like mine with lettuce and tomato, Heinz 57, and French fried potatoes. Big kosher pickle and a cold
kosher.
Draft.
Yeah. Big kosher pickle a cheeseburger?
Yeah, and a cold
That's
draft
a Jewish
beer.
Cock and a little boy's pussy.
Well,
That's
good
true.
God almighty, which way do I steer? For my cheeseburger in paradise, making the best of every virtue and vice.
Uh-oh.
Worth every damn bit of sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
To get a cheeseburger in paradise.
Oh, my God.
To be a cheeseburger in paradise. I'm just
to be one.
Yes,
that means you're seeing what this is.
He was raped. He was raped.
They were all raped.
Which is what happens.
The final line
times.
Is, "Well, good God Almighty, which way do I steer?" So this is obviously a cry from help from Jimmy.
He's trying to decide: do I break the
He's
habit?
He's been sexed into this cult.
Yes, yeah. Clearly
from a young age
by a big Jewish kosher pickle.
As a child,
he got a kosher pickle
growing up in
his
Key
buns.
West.
Yes.
They fucked him into the satanic sex cult.
That's absolutely correct.
And then they raised him to be America's most popular, what is the type of music that is?
Well, the thing is, he was useful for them because, as we discussed earlier, he provides perfect cover, a disguise. He's created a culture where these businessmen, they wear suits,
can all of a sudden,
they throw on a Hawaiian, they blend into the crowd, and then they've used his concerts for years as covers for child rape parties. Uh-huh. That's the only reason he wasn't killed like the rest of the children he was molested with.
And a parrot
and that's why he doesn't know which way to go.
Parrothead is obviously a reference to the large noses of Jewish men.
Yes, dude. Absolutely.
Right? So it's all coming together.
It's absolutely coming together.
And just so you guys know, I'm one of the good kinds.
Yes. Adam wasn't sexed in because he was too ugly as a child.
I was too ugly. I was passed over.
His best dad was like, "Tate, what do you think? Could we be a part of it if you fuck my son?" And they're like, "Oh, he's kind of fucking gross." Oh, Adam.
Did you guys see the beach bum?
I didn't.
I liked it.
I did not see the
I don't
beach
get
bum.
A lot of people didn't like it.
I do want to see it.
It's pretty sick, dude. Martin Lawrence's comeback.
Listen, man, no spoilers, dude.
I'm just saying he's in it.
Well, sort of a spoiler.
Great
Howard
to see Martin
Kaufman,
on the screen.
Jimmy Buffett's manager of 34 years
Here we
passes
go.
Away.
Uh-oh.
When?
What was his name?
When was this?
Howard Kaufman.
Kaufman.
So let's look into this guy.
What's Jimmy Buffett's real name?
HK Manager.
Yachum Buffettarum?
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy Buffett, real name. Hold on.
HK Manager.
Jimmy Buffet.
No, dude.
I think that might be his name.
It's Yitzhak Buffett.
It's James William Buffett.
No, dude. I'm on a different website that actually is called www.the.
Damn, his band's called the Coral Reefer Band.
Oh, that's cool.
That's
yeah,
sick.
Dude. His name is Yitzhak Buffett.
That's not true.
I don't know, man.
He's from Pascagoula, Mississippi.
Yeah.
So we're looking up this guy, Howard Kaufman.
Yes.
Who guided the careers of the Eagles, Don Henley.
Uh-oh. You know, by the way. Pedophile as well.
Yeah. Also,
pedophile.
Without question.
Yeah.
You know?
So he was the Eagles
manager. On record of having raped and murdered a 12-year-old girl in November
on
of
the record.
He said himself, "I raped him."
I did. You can look that up.
No, I mean, he had a 16-year-old and a 15-year-old prostitute in his house in November 1980. One of them overdosed, he had to call the police. And then I think he may have been initially charged, but then was, like, let go or whatever. And then the whole thing was just sort of cleaned up by...
Manager of Aerosmith, Stevie Nicks, and the Eagles.
Yeah.
Stevie Nicks. Did she do some... I mean, Did she raped?
Eagles, Boz Skaggs, pedophile,
Chicago, Def Leppard,
Three Dog Night, pedophile,
Lenny Kravitz,
Apple, pedophile,
Lenny Kravitz, definite pedophile,
Jimmy Buffett, Lenny Kravitz, pedophile, Jimmy Nixon, Isaac, both pedophiles.
Yeah. It's all coming together.
Chris Isaac said he had a deep admiration for Kaufman's nearly innate money.
Yo, this is crazy. How clear the dots are being connected.
I mean.
Reading all this.
You'd be lunch planning a 50-day tour, and off the top of his head, he could tell you how many seats you sold in Kansas City last time you could expect. All right, so this seems to be...
He was also a collaborator.
There's no
such
thing as a dead end. What you have is a dark room that needs to be illuminated.
Well, here's the thing. He also... was a collaborator with...
Oh, here we go. A decade later, he joined Irving Azoff.
I was just going to say Irving Azoff.
Yeah. Irving Azoff.
Oh, my God. Who's he?
Real
sicko.
Shady character.
Real sicko.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, he helped cover up the that thing with the two those two prostitutes.
Oh, is it that guy?
Yeah.
In 2012, he topped Billboard's Power 100 and was named the most powerful person in the music industry.
Wow.
Sounds like somebody could get away with a little raping.
And we're taking the yarn, right, on the pin board and connecting this to Jimmy Buffett.
Yes, absolutely.
And Jimmy Buffett to island culture and island culture to Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, I mean,
well, we heard
Cheeseburger in Paradise, like that's
clearly about getting raped and then raped.
Clear as day. Yeah. The sacrifice is totally
honestly,
worth
I'm
it.
Surprised by how confident he is.
It makes the sacrifice worth it. What sacrifice is there in having a cheeseburger?
Well, you know,
fucking a child.
It's what, like you think this guy wrote a song where he's like, oh, I've been on a
diet.
I'm
trying to watch my weight.
I really want a cheeseburger.
That's not what it's all about.
And
at
I pray
all.
To God to help me abstain from my cheeseburger fetish. These are the lyrics of the song.
If you can't see that as a clear fucking metaphor or similar.
What are some
whatever.
Of the Margaritaville? Let's look at the
lyrics. Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Having sex with kids in an island.
Dude, I love that song, honestly.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my sixth string on my front porch swing, smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil. The shrimp are beginning to boil.
Oh, my God.
I wonder what that could mean.
Oh, my God.
They're sous-viding a bunch of children. There's children sitting in a warm pot of 98.9 degree fucking water.
Oh, my God.
Some people...
Another thing that's non-kosher, shrimp.
Here we go. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, Hillary Clinton.
But I won't.
But I know it's nobody's fault. Don't know the reason.
It's definitely Hillary Clinton.
Stayed here all season. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. It's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. So another tattoo of a Mexican cutie.
Uh-oh. Cutie, a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Santa Maria.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
The dark dark fucking Virgin Mary. Yeah. Santa Maria.
Santa Maria. She's
the Satan's the satanic.
Satan's
Virgin Mary.
How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost shaker of salt.
Okay.
I think clearly the connection is whenever a food item that's not kosher is mentioned, that's a child that you fuck, whether it's shrimp or a cheeseburger.
Because it's like an affront to God.
It's Leviticus 2:13. And every offering... of your grain, offering, you shall season with salt.
Oh!
You shall not allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking from your grain offering.
Uh-oh.
With all your offerings, you shall offer salt. So the lost shaker of salt means that these all offerings, without their salt,
they're looking for, yes,
are godless, have been removed
from the light of the Lord.
Part of the temple offerings include salt. So his lost shaker of salt, Jimmy Buffett is a man tortured. Because he's trapped in between this world of elites, Irving Azoff making him fuck and rape children to death.
After he himself being fucked and raped.
After he himself was sexed into this cult. And now he's being forced to fuck on an island paradise rape children. And he doesn't know.
He's sending us messages.
He's reaching out to God for an answer.
Right.
I don't know. Okay, those are the only two Jimmy Buffett songs I know.
Because on the surface, it would seem like he'd be so happy on this island, but... he expresses longing and he expresses regret. And what could that regret be about other than being part of this vast conspiracy of powerful men?
Absolutely.
To have sex with children.
Son of a sailor. Interesting.
And who's, you know, the person whose concerts are used as a front for the elites.
Oh, yeah. They're raping underneath wherever. Okay, let's pick a gym. Okay, so those are the two famous ones. Why don't we pick one at complete random and see if it still fits in?
All right.
Something called Son of a Sailor. Let's see here. Lyrics.
Son of a Sailor, Come Monday looks like another one.
Come
Monday?
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, everybody, it's Come Monday here down on Jeff Epstein's Island. You come on down. Get your nut off on Mondays for free. I'm here with Chris Tucker.
Damn, Bill! save some child pussy for the rest of us.
I had read elsewhere like years ago that was a different Chris Tucker.
It's actually Chris Tucker.
Yes, it's Chris Tucker.
Wait, were there any black people on the flight logs?
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
He does look. He has a kind of a pedophile look to him.
When he was best friends with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he smiles too much.
He was really close with Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He like does 15 minutes in every special.
Oh, hold on, guys.
Creesh.
Son of a sailor. As a son of a son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure, expanding the view of the captain and crew like a man just released from indenture. Mm-hmm. But here we go. Son of a son of a son of a son, son of a son. Son of a son of a sailor, son of a gun, load the last ton one step ahead of the jailer.
Wow.
Load the last ton of children to ship to the fucking island to have sex with one step ahead of the jailer. Now, way in the near future, southeast of Disorder, you can shake the hand of the mango man as he greets you at the border. And the lady, she hails from Trinidad, island of the spices. Salt for your meat and cinnamon sweet.
Salt
and the rum is for all your good vices. So, there's the salt, the rum for your good vices. He has to get drunk to fuck these kids.
Because he doesn't want to.
He's one step ahead of the jailer.
He's one of the few good guys that are just mixed
raping
up,
these children.
Mixed up in a
he's
bad
just
scene.
Mixed up in a bad scene, man. He's loaded on margaritas. That's why he's wasting away.
Right.
Jimmy Buffett does not live the Jimmy Buffett lifestyle.
Uh-oh.
It's an article from the New York Times.
Here, let's see.
Yeah, he lives in Sag Harbor, New York, I just saw. Which is fucking, what's his name? Billy Joel country.
Uh-oh.
North Shore.
And that's another guy that...
Or Sag Harbor, no, that's in the Hamptons.
Billy Joel, you think he's in the mix?
Billy Joel? Nah.
You don't think he rapes
Come
kids?
On, bro.
Now, Billy Joel's an idiot.
He gets too
Come
much.
Come on, bro. He's not smart enough to
Billy
fuck
Joel's
shit.
Like
too much
Donald Trump.
Pussy.
Anybody that's from New York that's successful and is a moron is just, you know, they're
they
down,
just want to fuck
down
like
here with us.
FHM girls.
Well, Donald Trump fucked some of those kids, though.
Donald Trump fucks like Maxim girls.
No, but he was on. I mean, he also.
Yeah, he definitely fucked a couple
no,
kids.
No, Trump's innocent.
Nick's full QAnon now. He's full QAnon.
Come on. Come on, be real. In that profile of Jeffrey Epstein, he calls him a pedophile. He does it in a roundabout way, but he calls him a pedophile. Where he's like, oh yeah, some even say he likes younger girls.
But Trump's
like, beautiful
just an
girls,
idiot that can't shut up.
Some of them even on the younger side. So it's a whole New York Magazine profile of a man that we now know to be a billionaire pedophile. And who tells you in that article that he's a pedophile?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Mm.
What's the next paragraph after that?
Mm-hmm.
A glowing review by Bill Clinton about how smart Jeff is. You know, he knows all this shit about global markets and how he really enjoyed their trip to Africa together. Now, who do you trust more?
Mm-hmm.
The guy that tells it like it is and literally says, this guy's a pedophile. Yeah, no, he likes to have fun. He's a pedophile, you know?
Doesn't that quote say he likes very beautiful women like me or something like
it
that?
Says he likes beautiful women as much as I do. Some of them on the younger side.
That seems more like he's implicating himself.
No, it sounds like he likes beautiful women as much as I do, which there's nothing wrong about Donald Trump vying for 19-year-olds. They're adults.
Right, sure.
You know? You, look, you're over 18, grab him by the pussy. Who gives a shit? That's
right.
A grown woman.
Right.
Well, I don't know about that.
The second part, if you look at the clausality of the sentence.
The clausality.
The clausality. Let's get into some clausality.
The clausicality of the sentence. He says after that.
So a lot of your defense is hinging on that comma.
Is the comma.
Yes.
It's also, I mean, yeah, if you read enough stuff, you can see it clear as day that... Clear as a bell. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is just bringing. I mean, he gets
Donald
elected.
Trump and
he gets elected.
And JFK Jr.
When he
right?
said, you know, lock her up, right? Now, what do you think that's going to be for the email thing? Don't be stupid.
You're right.
He's going to bring down this fucking whole house of cards.
It's any
take,
day now.
It's going to take two terms, which he will be reelected.
Two
by.
Terms,
yes.
8 years, eight yeah, full yeah. years.
I thought, you know, a lot of people thought maybe the podcast, like we get into primary season, we're going to go hard for Bernie. And it's like, Bernie would be nice, but it's a pipe dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bernie's you know? Being sabotaged.
What we have to settle for is Hillary Clinton being jailed and executed.
Jailed
for
and
well,
crimes
okay, maybe
against
this,
children.
Maybe,
and executed so Jesus can
maybe,
come back.
Maybe Trump.
So, I mean,
free Jimmy Buffett of his burden and bring
want.
Jesus,
Trump
bring
is
Jesus
saving
back to
life.
Those migrant the, kids.
You want
from
us all
sex, slavery,
to be lifted up
powerful
all the,
Americans.
The pedophile elites.
Yeah.
And the pedophile priests are all burning in hell while the rest of us are liberated from Hillary Clinton.
No, dude, I think Adam's onto something. Trump right now...
Trump is saving the migrant
kids. This is like
kids.
At the end of Dark Knight where Batman his public image is a villain,
mm-hmm. right?
Because he knows that's what the people need.
He has to
Trump
be the hero.
Found out
need.
That Jeffrey Epstein was going to rape all those migrant children.
Mm-hmm.
So what does he do? Keep them safe.
He keeps them safe in a nice cage where they're shitting themselves under an aluminum blanket laying on a concrete floor
wow.
where they can be safe.
Wow, what a guy.
What a good dude. Honestly.
Sucking a dick and having sex and
sucking a penis and killing a child and getting on my knees to pray to Moloch. Big owl statue. For kids, I'll kill you. I can't wait to drink their blood. Oh, I love the Antichrist. Name is Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's the Antichrist. Without question, everyone knows she's the Antichrist.
That's why Hillary killed God.
She killed God.
Personally.
Yeah.
She killed God.
But you know what Isaac is?
What's that?
Isaac is the sum of enlightenment knowledge, or understanding of the material world, of science and technology, and you know, an understanding of how this world that we have
right.
is you know, like, it seems to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you say life seems meaningless, but for the most part, life is pretty good in the modern world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, our needs are mostly met for the most part. There's, like, some things that suck, like healthcare, but you probably could, like, you know, you'd be, like, destroyed by debt or whatever.
Sure. I mean,
but in the grand scheme of things.
Right, compared to being a fucking villain,
a
200
serf. 200 years
yes,
ago.
Compared to, yeah, being, yeah. you know, getting a paper cut in 1590 and mm-hmm. then you just die because you're still wiping your ass with your hand.
Yeah. Being executed because you didn't give a lord enough radishes that month. Yeah.
So Isaac is this beautiful life that we have mm-hmm. in the secular scientific world, and we need to bring that life to the mountain and kill it.
Mm-hmm.
And once we're ready to accept that this is all bullshit.
We have to kill science?
We have to kill science.
Okay.
But God won't actually make us kill science.
No, God will save.
You need to be ready to do it.
We have to be that stupid
God
that we don't even understand.
God will send the angel
it.
Gabriel, yeah. and we have to have total faith.
Nice. You have to be ready to get rid of all of your understanding of the world.
Of anything.
Of how things work, of like this path you think you're on, that, you know, I mean, just even like the basics, like your ascension through the middle class, maybe buying a house and having a family,
mm-hmm.
the normal life that you feel entitled to. You need to be willing to throw all that
kill
aside
all of that.
Mm-hmm. And believe in QAnon. And that Hillary Clinton is the Antichrist. And when you're ready
and
to
and Donald
all
Trump
that,
and JFK you, Jr. are the saviors.
And as you elevate yourself to do that,
mm-hmm.
God will be reborn because mm-hmm. we will have
right.
absolute faith once again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And he will return to destroy Hillary Clinton. to rape
so
and murder Hillary like she deserves.
So
and not, I don't mean a person. That's
no,
not a
the
threat.
Concept
I'm
of
saying
Hillary Clinton.
God will do it. And this is obviously this is a grand battle where Hillary takes on her reptilian form and they
of
battle
course.
It out on the moon.
Yes, you're thinking of a nice, you know, sweet old lady fighting God. No, this is a 42-foot half tarantula, half lizard with spikes and venom that will be trying to sting God.
Well,
and God will be ripped, and
that's the plan, guys. So as always, if you want t-shirts, you can go to cum.town. We got some t-shirts for sale up there at cum.town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get my t-shirt business going here.
Buy our boy shirts. He's making great fucking designs day after day.
It's nice. It gives me something to do. If you think about it like a charity where you're helping a retarded guy not stay up worrying about this kind of stuff.
right.
All night long. I'm dedicated to quality products
mm-hmm.
and customer service.
I would love if you had to run like a mom and pop shop.
I basically do.
Yeah.
I mean, I deal with like order issues all day long.
Yeah. But I mean, like in person, you're wearing a little apron.
If it was my store, it would be fine.
That
could
be
run
cute.
If I could move up to Vermont once
I was
grand
about,
battle.
I was thinking about moving.
Yes, when the grand battle commences.
I was thinking of moving upstate
for good.
Well, no, I have like a car. I'll come in and do the pod.
Yeah,
that would be
no,
awesome.
No, it's nice, dude. Yeah, that's
like move to like Woodstock, New York.
I'm well, moving back to Baltimore. I'm taking the Amtrak.
I want to get all move. There's no reason to come back to New York to do the
I mean,
pod.
Like if you guys that's are here true. And we're doing the show here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just kind of don't want to be in New
we
York.
Will find, we will triangulate a place. I'll be in Baltimore. You'll be in Woodstock. You'll where will you be? Roanoke, Virginia.
Yeah, that is where crazy people move. Yeah, yeah. That is kind of the place you go where you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to start a race war.
buy Nikki shirts. Come see us on the 22nd next week at Funny Moms. Come see me this week at the stand and every Tuesday, Fat Tuesdays, 8:30 at the stand. And also, I got some dates coming up. I'm in Rochester on the 3rd, Boston the 16th and 17th. Oakland on the 24th, Seattle and Portland on the 29th and 30th, et cetera, et cetera. Adam will be in lookout for him in L.A. and where?
SD.
SD. Dates getting finalized, but buy tickets for that.
Yeah, yeah. They should. I'll post about it on Twitter.
That's going to do it. Prepare yourselves.
Later.